available in more homes than the Pac-12 Network, we are the Podcast of Champions. Fight! I'm David Woods from Bruin Report Online.
And here he goes, Miles Jack.
And I'm Ryan Abraham from USCFootball.com.
Liner going to try to sneak it ahead. Touchdown, SC!
We are the Podcast of Champions.
Welcome back to the Podcast of Champions. I'm one of your co-hosts, Ryan Abraham, publisher of USCFootball.com. No David Woods from Bro with us today, but I'm live at Pac-12 Media Day, day number two, where we heard from Oregon, Arizona State, Stanford, Washington State, USC, and Utah. We were continuing the shorter podcast we did yesterday. It was basically a bunch of audio from the coaches and one of the players from each school on a specific topic about the rule change for the NCAA that eliminates two-a-day practices and actually adds an extra week to most people's fall camp. We heard Arizona State has already been 2 days of practice. Like yesterday, we heard from other coaches that were already starting practice. So some interesting things to say. We started off with Oregon, and we got head coach Willie Taggart and talked to linebacker Troy Dye about that. Arizona State head coach Todd Graham had some really interesting things to say, and Kalen Ballage, the running back, so you'll hear from them. Stanford head coach David Shaw and also running back Bryce Love, who's of course taken over for Christian McCaffrey. Mike Leach, Washington State head coach, we hear from him, and then also talk to his running back Jamal Morrow. USC head coach Clay Helton, and talk to linebacker Cameron Smith from USC. You'll hear from both of them. And then finally, Utah head coach Kyle Whittingham, not a fan of the new rule, but a bunch of the coaches are not. And then also talk to defensive tackle Filippo Mocafisi. So hopefully I said that right. But yeah, some interesting things to say. So what we will do is play the bump for every team. So you'll hear the little logo that we have on our Pac-12 podcast of Champions. Then you'll hear first from the head coach and then the player that I mentioned before. So you'll get to hear from those six schools, and that's going to wrap it up for the Podcast of Champions this week. So I hope you guys enjoyed these little excerpts and audio from Pac-12 Media Day, and we will talk to you next time.
Oregon Ducks.
It is what it is. You know, they changed the rules, and we got to abide by the rules, you know, and I don't think many people were doing 2-a-days anyways, you know, and so just give us another way of teaching and developing our guys, and I know there'll be a lot of walkthroughs, and but whatever it is to keep our guys safe and healthy, I'm all for it.
What about the early signing day?
Early signing day, if that's going to help the game, you know, I'm all for it. I'm one of those guys. I didn't think anything was wrong with the other one. You know, you just got to go out and compete and recruit until you can get them all there. But if early signing day is going to make things better and make the game better, then I'm all for that too. You know, at the end of the day, you got to recruit, and get guys to come into your system, the right guys.
Eliminates 2-a-day practices.
I mean, I feel like it's great for players. I mean, just more time to recover throughout the day and the season on the body. But, I mean, they did add a little bit more practice that extra week. So, I mean, at the end of the day, it kind of just – it evens out. But, I mean, I think guys are a little more excited to know that we don't have two practices in the same day. It's just one practice, and you have a lot more meetings. And can you understand the game a little more, break down the film, and just work on your technique a little bit more than you could have with the 2-a-day because there's a little less time. You have to cram more stuff in. So I feel like with more time, you understand playbook, and just people understand the defense a little bit better.
Arizona State Sun Devils.
Change obviously impacted you. You guys started practice already. What do you think overall of the elimination of 2-a-days?
Well, you know, I just rather, you know, you probably listen to me talk about hardcore toughness and discipline and all that stuff. You probably know how I feel about that. But on the same hand, whatever the rules are, I respect the rules, and we're going to go by the rules. And also, too, I do think that they made them for the right reason because of the well-being of our student-athletes. In saying that, we also took we're reporting a week and a half early. So you're taking a week and a half, usually they're home with their families, so that's different. Obviously took a week and a half out of our preparation. So, you know, could there have been a better solution? I don't know, probably, especially planning, so you didn't have, you know, the things, but that's kind of how things come down. But don't really, you know, worry about things I can't control. But one thing I do believe is that this I love this game. This game's such an important game. And it's also a physical game. It's a contact sport. And you need to be able to teach it to play it safely. And so that's one of the things that's important. You know, we've taken the head completely out of tackling and to teach that rugby style tackling. It takes time to do that. And you know, I even watch from the NFL to college, just tackling and all the fundamental. It's really, you can tell the impact, and you just need to have time to teach those things. And I think we can do it. I think it's a good thing that they're looking at the things, the well being of our players. I'm always for that. That's first and foremost with our guys. But a lot of the practices we put in place, you know, we really didn't have a full blown 2-a-day. You know, it was the afternoon was more of a passing type deal, and so we'll see how it works. But you got recruiting going all the way to end of June next year on official visits, and then if you report the last week of July, man, that's a pretty short window for players and for coaches to have breaks. So I hope they'll look at that too.
Some of your players?
No, not at all. Being a football player, you just learn how to adjust to certain situations and things. So, we practiced yesterday, the day before that, and we're going to practice today too. So we're really not missing anything.
So you're practicing when you get back?
Yeah.
What about the elimination of 2-a-days? Does that impact you guys at all?
No, not really. I think it's going to actually be a little bit better for us personally. I mean, just being able to keep us a little bit more healthy. Not always worn out.
Stanford Cardinal.
Elimination of 2-a-day practices.
That would not have been my choice to eliminate 2-a-day practices. I think it was honestly an overreaction to a certain degree. I think we all want our guys to be healthy and make the best decisions for our guys, but I think there's a way to have 2-a-day practices and be safe and be smart. I think if we put enough constraints around how long those 2-day practices can be, because the thing that we did by doing so is you go back and you say, okay, well, you can come to training camp a week early to make up for those practices that you lost. Well, we also have athlete time demand issues. So now we're going to take away another week of their summer, another week of their training, another week of those internships in summer school. The guys were doing so. So to me, I think those are conflicting things that we have to deal with. I do believe that we should continue to have those discussions and maybe go back to the point where we don't come in a week early and we're able to say, you know, the minimum number of opportunities to do 2-a-days, as long as you abide by these rules, which is only so much tackling and only so much hitting, because, the second practice of our 2-a-days, our plan was to be non-padded. So it's nothing to do with concussions, has nothing to do with guys getting injured, but it's another opportunity to be on the field and teach and have skill development. Because there's an element of a grind that training camp, in a positive way, can be for guys to prepare for the season that we're not able to have this year.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about the rule changes where they eliminated 2-a-day practices. What do you think about that, how it impacts how you guys prepare?
We actually we lose some practices for it. I know I've been talking to a couple guys in here that actually started up camp before. It makes us actually even push yourself that much more in the practices that we do have. We understand that we do lose a little, but at the same time, you got to look at the positives as well. You know, you have more recovery and stuff like that, less hits on you going into the season. So it's just like that.
You don't mind starting a little bit earlier too? Or?
Oh, yeah. I don't mind. You know, more football, the better. Yeah.
Washington State Cougars.
I had really no adjustment. We haven't had many 2-a-days for quite some time, and it's not, it's not some just nice, generous benevolence. I just felt like, if you get too ground down, you're working on something. You're not working on football. You're working on something, and toughness, persistence, pushing through. Your body hardens up, to develop around playing football. I think there's benefits, but then, as far as the pace and the timing, you want that sharp. And if you overtrain, it's counterproductive. And so I think that we've years ago, this would be, I would say even clear back to when I was at the University of Kentucky, we We didn't have 2-a-days back-to-back. We'd go 2-1, 2-1, and a lot of times on the double day, it would be like helmets and shorts, that type of thing. And it wasn't mandated. It wasn't suggested. We just felt like that was the best way to do it. So I wish they had 2-a-day. I think they ought to have 4-a-days, and so hopefully some of these teams will pound their teams into submission and make our work a little easier for us. But it doesn't sound like they're going to let them do that. So we'll just go about our business as usual.
What do you think about the new rule changes that they eliminate 2-a-day practices now?
Yeah, we don't really do 2-a-days. I mean, we do like a walkthrough in the morning and practice at an afternoon. So it's not going to really affect us that much because, I mean, we're not really a big 2-a-day team. So we just focus on our own little, our gig. So it's not that big of a deal.
Do you mind? I mean, you started a little bit earlier, too, a week earlier. Does that impact you guys?
Mm-hmm. No, not at all. I mean, we don't like to get distracted by stuff like that. But I know other teams, if they have 2-a-days, I know they're loving it, just go out there and just play, and not have to worry about, have to practice in the morning, have another practice in the afternoon. So I don't know, that's something that they definitely are going to enjoy.
USC Trojans.
Rule change eliminating 2-a-day practices.
It's created a little bit different aspect. It's added an extra week of knowledge, and you got to be smart. I think coaching staffs around the country are going to have to understand that, it is an extra week. We are going into the new RERA NCAA rule, which gives our players a day off, a true day off during the week, which I think is an extreme advantage for them and their bodies and mentality. But it's something that each and every day you're going to have to look at your team and say, okay, where are we? And there may be some changes. You may have a full padded practice that you were planning on doing, but you got some injuries and you got to back off a little bit. You're going to have to gauge your team a little bit more, especially for us. You're talking about 5 straight weeks of training camp plus 12 straight games. And so we're going to have to manage our team extremely well. And thank goodness I have a good strength and conditioning staff, training staff with Russ Romano and Ivan Lewis that can help me in that area.
2-a-day's gone away.
This year and last year are pretty much the same except for 10 more days. I mean, we have our walkthroughs in the morning, no ball, helmets still, and then we go into practice. So we never really did 2-a-days last year. But I think, our schedule for this year's camp is going to be excellent. I think it's going to work out in the long run because we're starting to get used to, we're going to run all these camp weeks just like we run it during the season. So it's going to get people on a schedule and a routine, and it's going to be important for all of us. But yeah, 2-a-days.
You don't mind starting a week early, or are you like that?
Yeah. I mean, I'm ready. I think we're all ready to go out there and put our helmet on and run around a little bit. So I think it's 10 days early or whatever. It's I think we're just ready in general.
Utah Utes.
Eliminating 2-a-day practices.
I don't like it. I think it's it was fine the way it was. What you got to do now to make up for those 2-a-day practices that you don't get anymore is come in a week earlier, which makes it 5 full weeks before you play a game, 5 full weeks of fall camp, which is too long in my opinion. 4 weeks is too long, but 5 weeks is bordering on ridiculous. But to get those 29 practices in, you have to move it up a week in order to have the time to do that.
What about the early signing period?
I think it's a positive for us. I know a lot of coaches are not high on it, but for our situation in Utah, I think it gives us more clarity earlier in the process, and I view it as a positive for us individually.
They changed the rules for the NCAA. You can't have 2-a-day practices anymore.
Yeah.
How do you like that, or how's that impact you guys?
I don't really know how to feel about it. I feel like the one practice that they will have is going to be a lot longer. So there's that 2-a-days. I feel like it'll be pretty cool, though. We'll see how it goes this camp.
You start a week earlier. Is that impact? You lose a week.
Oh yeah,
summer.
Definitely. That's crazy. Usually we start August 5th, but now we're starting tomorrow, so it's kind of just come really fast.